All right, every Friday, Terry Pluto, Cleveland Plan Dealer, Cleveland.com checks in. Graduate Benedictine, 8-time Ohio Sports Writer of the Year, columnist with the Plan Dealer and Cleveland.com. This is Bill Wills. Terry, good morning. Mike Snyder working that calendar, getting that 3-day weekend. So Jensen Lewis is in, although he's debating going back to baseball because they are paying for relief pitching now.
I know, and I was just thinking, coming out of the bullpen is just much better than it ever was before, Jen.
Now, they're starting to pay people the way they should have been paid back in my day. You know, the seventh inning matters, the eighth inning matters. It's not all just about the ninth inning, Terry.
Oh, boy, I could tell you were a starting pitcher.
Yeah. He'd have to take a pay cut, though, to go back into baseball, so he's debating it. Yeah.
You know, I just figured he just came out of the bullpen to, like, give Snyder a break.
Well, and that's the way it should be. You know, you take care of the people that take care of you.
Let's get through our teams. Let me start with last night first, guys. Cavs 121-112 win. Terry, you posted a couple days ago, look, this team's just going to get better, too, with these guys coming back, right?
Exactly, and hey, they thought they might have Tristan Thompson. They didn't have him, and I don't know when if they're ever going to have Derrick Rose back. But they have Isaiah Thomas coming, and you could just see them playing so well as a unit, and you know, they're enjoying themselves. All those things happen. You know, the great spirits follow after you start to win some games, and then. But I'll tell you this: when you make three pointers, life is a lot easier.
Yeah, and Terry, I think the other thing that makes life easy, this team, they still haven't played, I think, collectively their best defense, but I think that's understandable without having everyone healthy. Once that happens, I think you see this team probably take another step. And last night, you look at the Lakers, a very transition-oriented team. I thought the Cavaliers ran with them and executed in transition about as well as they have all season long.
Right, and earlier in the year, a lot of times they just ran up and down the floor. They were making turnovers or forcing bad shots. And I mean, in the end, they won that game because one, you always have LeBron, but secondly, they just were a more experienced team than the Lakers. But it's exciting. And, of course, to me, I covered Larry Nance's dad when he was with the Cavs. I mean, I wrote about the trade when he came here. Everything because I was on the beat to see his son doing so well. And, you know, Larry's son had only one Division I offer. That was from the University of Wyoming. Larry Scheid, a Cleveland guy, was the coach that brought him there. He overcame Crohn disease. He overcame a major knee injury. He's had some other knee injuries. To see him playing so well for the Lakers, I mean, it's a great local story. He played at Revere High. You know, he did one of these basketball powers. That was a cool part of that game for me.
Terry Pluto's chat this morning brought to you by Universal Windows Direct. Let me jump to the Tribe. We started with a little baseball. Terry, winter meetings wrapped up. We lose Smith and Shaw. Are you concerned we didn't add anybody yet?
Well, I know Jensen was a volunteer, but yeah, I think you're at least one pitcher short in terms of a veteran guy. But my goodness, $15 million for Joe Smith too. It was amazing. You sit there and go, right now Brian Shaw's making as much as Andrew Miller. I'm sure Andrew Miller's thinking, boy, I wonder what I'm going to get paid next year.
Yeah, and Terry, to me, that's the thing, is where this Tribe team is looking at. You understand what Andrew Miller is worth, and perhaps what you don't spend this year on relief pitching. You can make a very lucrative offer, because let's all remember, too, Cody Allen, in his final year of arbitration, he'll be a free agent next year. So perhaps the Tribe, looking one year ahead here, saying, all right, we'd rather gather some funds here to be able to pay for that. One more thing. And I heard talking with some people at the winter meetings, the big rumor has been, okay, how can they move Jason Kipnis in that salary? The other thing that came up a lot, it may not have been talked about a lot, Danny Salazar has been on a lot of radars of a lot of teams because teams are thinking they can buy low here. And with that potential, I know Tito in the front office came out and said it's going to take a boatload to get him, but an intriguing guy to follow as this year moves on.
But I've been thinking they're going to trade Salazar because, you know, the value of starting pitching. And here we're talking about guys in seventh, eighth inning. And all respect to Mr. Seventh and Eighth Inning sitting there behind the microphone. But well, let's face it, if you got a guy that could make an all-star team, and even if he's had some problems since then, a lot of them think, well, I could fix him or whatever it is. I just think, and the other thing about Kipnis, hey, you really played the game, Jensen, so you know more than I do. When you're hurt, you don't play well.
Right.
And when he's healthy, he plays well.
Yeah.
That's Jason's career in a sentence.
Yeah, good take. 30 seconds left. Shoot. Browns Sunday. Ravens still playing for maybe a playoff. We're playing for pride, I guess, Terry?
Yeah,
Okay. All right.
Covered the Browns. Good answer. Good answer.
I just wanted to check it off that we did mention the Browns because somebody's paying us. All right. Terry Pluto, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Follow him on Twitter. Terry, God bless. Merry Christmas, but don't
see you
before.
See you guys.
Be good, partner.